I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Drake Stadium infield, being joined by the AGWSR girls distance medley relay team. Ends up being a ninth place finish here today. PR of like 10 seconds, right? Before we start, we'll just get your name and your grade.
Trevin Smith, senior.
Piper Smith, junior.
Tori Metzger, senior.
Elise Olson, junior.
All right, so what a race here today. Tell me about it, how you guys were able to put together your best time of the season here. Who wants to open us up?
Going into this, we actually were talking about this when we were warming up, but this is, I think, the first time all season that the four of us have ran this race together. And, you know, we all know what we're capable of, and so going into this, we were confident that we didn't really have to do anything too crazy. We just had to go run our races, and that would take us pretty far. And so, yeah, I felt like we were pretty confident that we could get a big PR, like you said, and just have some success here today.
I thought that even though some people might think it's at a disadvantage to run the first heat, I think it was a good confidence booster just to be the first team out, the first team recognized, the first team coming across the finish line. I think that when we were warming up and everything, like, we knew that we were going to be out ahead, and we knew that we had to make up time. And yes, we haven't ran together, but I knew that we would be fine because we've been running all these events together for so many weeks, and I just think that we all just do a good job of supporting each other. So I'm really just happy, even though I know that we could have done better in a better heat. I think that heat didn't really matter, and I'm just glad that we got to show everyone what we got. So
We knew with how we came in that our biggest competitor was the clock. So I think just as a team, we were dialed in because we did know we were going to be out in front probably. So I think just kudos to like my teammates for dialing in and knowing that even if we're out in front, we still have to keep going and pushing as hard as we can.
Yeah, I agree. I think like obviously no one really would expect us to like place as good as we did coming out of the first heat. Obviously we wish we could have placed higher, but it's so hard like running with really no competition out in front, so I'm just really proud of everyone of what we did, because yeah, I mean, it's really really hard to not have any competition and still place as high as we did. So
I know all of you have, you know, state meet experience not only in track and field but other sports as well. Just as a whole, what do you think are some of the biggest lessons or biggest takeaways you guys have gotten from being able to compete, you know, in these statewide events?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is trusting your training. Coming in, you know, like you said, I've had different state experiences here for track and volleyball. And during those, when you're younger, I feel like it's easy to kind of take a step back and, I don't know, feel like you have to do more than you need to. But being with my teammates, like from my coaches, like you just have to go and do your own thing. Everyone does their thing differently. Everyone's successful in different ways. And so my biggest takeaway is just trusting myself, trusting my teammates, and just doing what I know how to do and executing the way that I know I can.
I totally agree with what Trevin said. I think that as I was younger, when I was a freshman running here, I was put on a high expectation list, and Lisa and I, we were the freshmen, and it was a really big shoes to fill. And I think that that experience just really boosted my just like thought process of where I wanted to be and like my expectations for myself. And I think that as I get older, it's easier to lose that expectation because you're not getting any further. Like you're not gaining anything, but you are, and you just have to. It just takes time. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned this track season and from the state seasons previously.
For me, the biggest thing I've probably taken away is don't take anything for granted. Like, we come every year that I've been here, I've been down here my sophomore, junior, and my senior year. And so, like, it's just a really cool experience, especially because, like, we have a dirt track. So, like, our facilities aren't the same as probably 98% of everybody who's here. So, just like knowing that that's what we run on every day, and we come down here and we do the best we can. And yeah, it's just really cool.
Yeah, I agree with everything they said. I mean, I think like it is hard to like go from having really good, training with the competition we have, not with our facilities, but and just like our whole entire team expecting each other and like ourselves and knowing that we can run really well here, even though like we don't have what maybe some of these other teams have to prepare, but just like pushing ourselves and just trusting in our training.
All right, last question for you guys. So you're all in the 4x4 later tonight, right?
Yes.
So what's one thing or one or two things that each of you individually is going to be focusing on to put together your best 4x4 race here tonight?
I've been starting, and I'm starting today. So my goal, kind of what I talked about yesterday for the 4x8, I'm just trying to put us in the best position that we can. You know, we come down here, we want to be successful. So my goal is to kind of make up that stagger and get out and put my teammates in the best position to try to get us to be as successful as we can.
I want to just continue to run smart. Sometimes it's a challenge to run smart when you're the last one and there's so many people ahead of you and you're like, I have to beat them because like what else, you know, what am I going to do if I don't, you know? And I think I was a starter for the 4x4 these past 2 years when we got runner-up both years. And I'm just excited to be the anchor this year and to bring it home for everyone. And we don't come here to just come here. We come here to win. So that's what my expectation is for the 4x4.
I have the 400 hurdles before the 4x4, so I'm just hoping to make it around the track and hopefully put Piper in the best position I can. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and just hold Trevin's lead that she's going to get us, maybe catch up a couple girls, but yeah, just put us in a good spot.
All right, well, that's AGWSR girls distance medley relay team. Congrats on making it down here, and I guess we'll catch you later tonight.
Thank you.
All right, more track and field coverage is coming up just a bit on Radio On The Go Sports.